G-morning, G-afternoon, G-evening. Welcome to the Giants 100 Fan Fuel Podcast, everybody. Here at the Giants 100, we invite Giants Nation to join the conversation. We talk football through and through. We keep it 100 and stay true to Big Blue. I'm your host, Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day. And today's episode is sponsored by Exclusive Hospitality Group, America's largest confidential concierge and catering company. If you request it, we manifest it. For more information, visit exclusivehospitalitygroup.com. Now, before we get started, we would like to remind everyone to follow the Giants 100 on all social media platforms at the NYG 100. Once again, that's at THENYG100. Hit that follow, like, and subscribe button for the Giants 100 exclusive updates, giveaways, and more. Also, visit our website at thegiants100.com and sign up for your chance to be a guest on the Giants 100 Fan Fuel Podcast to join the conversation. All right, let's get started. Thank you for tuning in today as we continue to celebrate our New York Football Giants 100th anniversary, the centennial season. Today's episode is about the Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants, as well as the New York Giants 2024 draft picks. In celebration of the 100th season, the New York Giants in weeks 6, 9, and 14 will give away a bobblehead to the first 25,000 fans entering the stadium. The bobbleheads are Lawrence Taylor, Tom Coughlin, and Frank Gifford. The New York Giants community received a blast from the past on August 21st, and courtesy of NFL Network insider Tom Parasello. I quote, former Giants first-round pick DeAndre Baker, who last played in the NFL in 2021, has hired new representation as he trains for a potential return, end quote. Baker is 28 years old and played this past summer with the D.C. Defenders, earning all UFL honors. Now, we remember when we drafted DeAndre Baker in 2019. He was the 30th overall pick with a promising future until he ran into some trouble with the law. Baker was charged with four counts of alleged armed robbery with a firearm on August 7th, 2020. But 3 months later, the charges were dropped. Baker was drafted under Dave Gettleman's regime. However, maybe Joe Shane and Brian Daboll look at this situation as an opportunity to improve the secondary. Okay, Giants Nation, first of all, let me start off by telling you it's a hard knock life as a Giants fan. As I sat down and I watched the series on Max, I thought it was very interesting. First, I do not envy Joe Shane as a general manager. His job is extremely complex, and yes, it's enough to make you want to pull your hair out. Trying to put all the pieces to a puzzle together and assemble a team while knowing damn well that you're missing a few Infinity Stones is a joke. From managing the salary cap to signing free agents, ensuring both coaches and owners are happy. That's a lot. Watching the process of talent scouts working long days and nights hoping they get it right. Seeing the coaching staff interview high-profile collegiate talent like quarterbacks Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels to elite wide receivers like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers, not to mention the Saquon Barkley situation. Giants Nation, I need to know how you feel about this ordeal. Did Joe Shane do the right thing by letting Saquon test the market? Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe at the NYG100 on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, and let us know how you feel. Let's get into it. From a fan's perspective, I can appreciate the Hard Knocks series because it gives us a behind-the-scenes look at an NFL franchise. As fans, we think we know it all, but do we really? Everybody has an opinion. Everybody thinks that they're the expert. If I was the GM, I would do this, that, and the third. Last year, the Giants were third in the NFC East with a 6-11 record, once again missing the playoffs. Personally, I think Joe Shane handled this whole entire offseason like a G, pun intended. His job is to do what's best for the present team and the future of the franchise. I believe he was successful in that endeavor. Even though losing major players like Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley hurts me to my soul, nevertheless, I digress. As we had a lot of holes to fill this season, and that started with the offensive line. According to Pro Football Focus, the New York Giants offensive line in 2023 was ranked 30th in the league, barely ahead of the Tennessee Titans and the New York Jets. I damn sure don't want to go through that again. The other top priority for our roster was acquiring a number one receiver threat to help Daniel Jones stretch the field. Malik Nabers is that player. He can help the Giants put the fear in opposing defenses. Nabers has elite speed, can run the entire route tree, and he just has that dog in him. I see why Joe Shane and Brian Daboll fell in love with him. From day one of the combine, this kid has shown exactly what the Giants have been missing for a long time. Passion. Staying put at number six in the draft was the smartest thing that Joe Shane could have done. Because in my opinion, if he hadn't procured a weapon to help Daniel Jones on offense, I believe that Giants Nation would have been quite upset. Now, let's give the rest of our draft class some love, shall we? The 46th, Tyler Newbin, was the top safety in the draft out of Minnesota. With a career best of 90.1 coverage grade in 2023 and has only allowed a 33.0 passer rating in coverage from 2021 to 2023. The 70th pick, Drew Phillips, cornerback out of Kentucky. To me, one of the most versatile cornerbacks in this year's draft, as he can play the inside and outside. With his 4.4 40 time and his 42-inch vertical, I feel that he could be a real big difference maker in the secondary. The 107th pick, Theo Johnson, tight end, Penn State. I think this young man can make some noise at the pro level. His size, speed, and athleticism are a joy to watch on the field. At 6'4", 247 pounds, running a 4.57 40-yard dash, he was the fastest tight end in this year's draft. His blocking does need some work, though. However, that will develop over time. The 166th pick, Tyrone Tracy Jr., running back, Purdue. I believe that Tyrone Tracy Jr. is a solid running back on day one, but has the potential to be a great one in the right situation. At the combine, he ran a 4.48 40-yard dash with a 40-inch vertical. He definitely will add more speed to the backfield, splitting time with Devin Singletary. Last but not least, the 183rd pick, Darius Mahuasa. If I pronounce your name, I apologize wrong. Last but not least, the 183rd pick, Darius Mahuasa, linebacker, UCLA. If I mispronounce your name wrong, sir, I apologize. I see Darius starting out as a special teams player while possessing certain intangibles that could see him move up the depth chart in the near future. He has great vision in pursuing the ball carrier and rushing the quarterback. His zone and man coverage skills need improvement. However, sharing a locker room with the likes of Okereke, Burns, and Thibodeau should help fast track his development. Okay, Giants Nation, let's get it out the way. The Saquon Barkley saga, where do I begin? You know what's funny? When you have a star player on your team and money comes into play, it takes away the fun and the purity of the game. After all, I do understand this is a business first, and there's little to no loyalty in the National Football League. When you invest a certain amount of time in a player and he plays for your team, and you see the superstar that he has become, it's hard to let him go. I know there's a lot of Giants fans upset with Saquon because he didn't resign with us. And I understand that we are even more upset that he went to a division rival. But believe it or not, I'm not upset about either one. The only thing I was upset in regarding to this whole situation is that Saquon Barkley did not give a proper farewell to the Giants Nation fan base. Now, Saquon, we embraced you. We welcomed you with open arms. The least you could have done was handle your transition more respectfully. Got to keep it 100, Saquon. But we'll see you October 20th. Now, for our segment called Rising Star. Today, we recognize running back Tyrone Tracy Jr. as our rising star. Tyrone Tracy Jr. is getting quite the praise in Big Blue. The Indianapolis, Indiana running back attended high school at Decatur Central As a senior, he became a dual threat while rushing for 1,412 yards with 13 touchdowns and also caught 54 passes for an additional 1,132 yards with 16 touchdowns. Tracy was a three-star recruit and committed to the Hawkeyes, where he spent his first 3 years in Iowa before entering the transfer portal in 2021 to attend Purdue. In 2023, he will have his best collegiate season, rushing for 716 yards and 8 touchdowns on 113 carries, while also making 19 catches for a buck 32 yards, 132 yards. Coach Daboll has already expressed in a couple of press conferences that he was impressed with Tyrone Tracy Jr. about not just his vision as a back, but his ability to block, knowing who to block, and his ability to catch out the backfield. I believe he'll bring an extra dynamic to our offense in the passing game. In my opinion, Tracy can only get better and is working hard every day for Devin Singletary's position on the depth chart. Shoot for the stars, young man. And now it's time for a Giant shout-out. Today's Giant shout-out is dedicated to Jersey City's own former New York Giant, Jonathan Casillas. According to the NYG in the community page on X, formerly known as Twitter, he attended the Univision Contigo Regreso a Clases event at New Jersey City University to encourage students and families for the upcoming school year and distribute backpacks to the children in attendance. Here at the Giants 100 Fan Fuel Podcast, when we see a player giving back to the community, we have to extend a shout out and support, because real recognize real. All right, everyone, that concludes our Big Blue review as we get ready for the segment we've all been waiting for called Keep It 100. What's good, everybody, and welcome to the Fan Fuel portion of our podcast, where we go one-on-one with Giants Nation. In this segment, we are getting ready to speak about our piece of the state of the franchise. I apologize. I'm all tongue-tied and everything because I'm so excited. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what, we always keep it 100. And today, we have a special guest, my man Terrence. What's going on, Terrence?
What's up, brother? Good seeing you, man.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. Let Giants Nation know out there, man, what you do, man. Tell them about yourself.
Oh, man, I'm in a cybersecurity role. I'm an ISO, government contracting. That's about it, man. I try to stay healthy. I'm an avid runner. So I'm actually training for a few half marathons in the next 6 months. So I have like three or four half marathons coming up in the next couple months. So. Yeah.
You know what, man? That's crazy, man. First of all, you better than me, man. I can't run from here across the street, man, without – I can't do it. I need to train with you then. I need to train with you. Hey, man, let Giants Nation know, man, what type of jersey you got on there? Who's that you are representing right now?
Y'all ready for this? It's my boy. It's 2-6. Yes, sir. It's 2-6, man. I got it last year. I was like, I think it's going to be last year. So I said, let me go ahead and grab it. I'm gonna frame it one day, but I pulled it out of the closet. I got a Victor Cruz in the closet, but I was like, man, let me let the people know.
I'm
a Barkley guy.
Okay. Well, you know, we're gonna touch on that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, man. But we're gonna go ahead and get into it. Yep. Tell Giants Nation, man, how did you become a Giants fan?
You want to know what's crazy? So I became a Giants fan for two reasons. So first of all, I'm from North Carolina. I'm not even from New York, New Jersey. I'm from North Carolina.
Man, we take it any way we can get it, family. Don't matter.
So my favorite color is blue. That's it. My favorite color was blue. My dad is a Cowboys fan, so that kind of added more to it. So just being a rebel and my favorite color is blue.
That was it. 1989-ish. Okay. Yo, we about the same. Hey, man. Look here, man. I'm going to tell you like this. It's so funny. You know what my favorite college team is? The North Carolina Tar Heels. I know, man. I know. That's another story for another day, man. But I'm just saying. But the reason why is because LT went there.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I found out that LT went there. So I said, yo, wherever he went to school at, whatever college he's from, that's the college I'm rocking with.
Right.
And that's how I became a Tar Heel fan.
That makes sense.
I know our quarterback, man, just went out for the season, man. This is, oh, God, this is
it's
terrible.
Brad Johnson's son, right?
Yeah, Max Johnson.
Yeah,
man. Lord have mercy, it's terrible. But you know what? That's a story for another day, man. We're going to go ahead and move on, man. Right. Tell Giants Nation, why is Eli Manning your favorite player of all time? Out of all the Giants men.
He beat the GOAT. He beat the GOAT. Man, I'm going to tell you, like, it was around right before he got drafted, and I was like, oh, my God. It's so hard to be a Giants fan. And I was like, send me something. And I'm a huge Manning family fan.
Gotcha.
When we got, like, everything resurrected, all the blue love in me resurrected again. I was like, thank you, God. But after that, I've been rocking with him. All his interceptions, but he beat the GOAT.
Right.
He beat the GOAT.
Right. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy to me? And I talk to a lot of Giants fans about this subject. And I also talk to a lot of non-Giants fans. You know, especially fans that like to rag on us, man, and say, you know, when Eli Manning was our quarterback, he was the interception king and all that. You know what I mean? And you know what I used to tell them? And see, this is the problem. When you're not the most popular in your family, anything you do, it's going to be magnified times 100. You see what I'm saying? So Peyton came out. Everybody was on Peyton, you know, rightfully so. But Peyton Manning's first three seasons wasn't the greatest in the world either. Mm-hmm. Okay? But because he was a Manning and because he wasn't as popular, and I guess he doesn't have that facade like Peyton Manning did, so everybody called him like the illegitimate stepchild. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was like their attitude towards Eli. So he never really gets rah-rah, anything like that. So he's not popular. His mannerisms. But see, his mannerisms was perfect for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was perfect for me. I think that's the mannerism you have to have in New York. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let it roll off your back, man. Keep it moving.
Right.
A lot of people fail to realize a lot of those interceptions that he had were not straight interceptions. Now, don't get me wrong. Eli, if you're listening, I love you. And yeah, you made some bold-headed plays sometimes. I'm not going front. Like I said, we keep it 100. But a lot of those tips were not his fault. Right. I would say half of those interceptions were not his fault. And that's why I don't like that stat, as far as I believe they should change it to where if it hits the receiver's hands, now it's not on the quarterback.
Right.
Now it's like 0.5. It's like a 0.5. Or I don't even think it should be a 0.5. That shouldn't even be with you. You know what I'm saying? Once it hits your hands, now that's all on you. You know what I'm saying? If you tip it up in the air, Eli didn't throw that.
Right.
You tip that. You know what I mean?
You
You know what I'm saying? So I just got a little problem with that. So, but okay.
And then think about how many interceptions did Brett Favre throw?
And they called him a gunslinger.
Right.
And they praised him for that.
Praised him.
They praised him. They say that this dude take chances. Like I said, man, they like who they like, and they pick who they want to give excuses for.
Right.
They like Brett Favre because Brett Favre was the guy on the field that played like it was backyard football, and he made the game fun, and he was a jokester and things of that nature. But Eli Manning wasn't that dude. So when you look at him, now it's, oh, wait, he's just, something's wrong between the ears and he can't get it right, or whatever excuse you want to use of why he does what he does. But that's a good point, though, man. You are absolutely correct.
And he stayed injury-free most of his career. I think he missed one or two games? It wasn't even
one game?
Yeah, one game.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
That's phenomenal. If you think about that, that's phenomenal. That's a phenomenal record.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, T. who you think is the current face of the franchise right now?
Current, man, you know.
Be nice. Man. Be nice.
I'm being nice. I think right now it's Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence is something. He's going to be up there with Banks and Taylor at the end of the day. And I hope he stays a Giant for life. I hope we hang on to him. And I'm going to say Neighbors. I think Neighbors is going to do some things this year. I think he's going to
really
do. If he can get the
good job.
The ball gets to him, he's going to have a freakish rookie season. I got him neck and neck with Harrison.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Got you. Absolutely. You know what? Face of the franchise, I'm not mad at that Dexter Lawrence take. I'm really not. Because at this point in time, how could I say this nicely, Giants Nation, without y'all trying to cancel me or get at me? We haven't had enough offensive power to have anybody on the offensive side of the ball to be the current face of the franchise, other than Saquon Barkley, and he left. You know what I mean? And the problem is that nobody fears us.
No.
And I'm looking right in the camera, and I'm saying it. Nobody fears us, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. I need to get back to the point where the New York Giants were respected. And every barbershop talk, you place a conversation when it comes to sports. You know what, man? You better look out for the Giants, man. Yo, that dude so-and-so. So we don't got that no more. We don't get that. We haven't got that in the past, 10 years. Maybe 12 years?
Yeah. You know, we get the old Daniel Jones, but that follows with an instant chuckle. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Daniel Jones. It's always an instant laughter. I'm just like, oh. you know,
yeah. I know it hurts my heart.
It hurts my heart.
You know what? I thought of this question, man, and I had to write it down because I wanted to make sure I got it right. But I wanted to ask you this: Who did the Giants cut that was a surprise to you, or that you would have kept on the 53-man roster?
That's a tough one, but I wrote it down. I wrote it down. I like Allen Robinson. I think he could have been a possession receiver in the red zone. You know, instead of running Hyatt in the red zone, you know, or Slayton, you know, you got a big possession receiver to stop and hit that curl route and, you know, grab the football. I kind of wish he was there. I like Cager. I like Lawrence Cager. I think we didn't give him enough time on the field. He had some promise that I thought that we could have used. And there's one more. I love Isaiah Hodgins. I think he's a safety. He's a safety net. I would have. We have a lot of receivers, but he got us some big wins last year. Well, in the past 2 years. He caught some big balls.
Got you. Well, balls.
Yeah.
Well, see, my thing is this, though. We have Isaiah Hodgins on the practice squad. So a lot of these players we did put on the practice squad, but I get you. You want him on the 53. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a guy who I thought actually played very well in the preseason, give or take. And he's on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that we should have kept this guy. And I think his name is Trey Herndon, the cornerback. And we had Trey Herndon, yes, from Jacksonville.
Yeah, we did.
He was on the squad. That's right. That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. The way our secondary looks right now, I think we should have kept him.
Yeah.
But instead, we do back. What?
going back.
We go back, and sometimes now, every now and then, going back could be a good thing, depending on the circumstance, depending on the situation. But most of the time, people will tell you, especially like when you're in a relationship, you're ex for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Some people go back, but you're ex for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because there were some things that I couldn't give you, or you couldn't give me, in the relationship at the time that we had, and we decided to go our separate ways.
Yeah, and he had a, I think it was him, missed that interception. I think it was against the Falcons. Was it the Falcons last year or the year before? I can't remember. But he dropped a huge interception that could have ended the game. And we took an L because of that. It was either against the Falcons, the Saints. It was either against the Falcons or the Saints. But anyway, but yeah.
So the NFC South, it was somewhere in there.
It was somewhere in there.
But you know what, though, man? Maybe this actually might be a good thing for him because, remember, he came from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And his defense coordinator at the time was Shane Bowen, who we have now. So maybe that's why they gave him a second chance. They gave him a second chance. You know what I mean? Like I said, that's why I said sometimes going backwards could be a good thing, depending on the circumstance. I hope he balls out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But let me ask you this, man. What are your feelings towards the Hard Knocks life? Hard knock life. You see, I'm on my JC right now. Because I'm telling you, it's a hard knock life right now. The Hard Knocks series. The offseason with the New York Giants. What was your thoughts about that series?
I thought it was very interesting on how they laid out the whole draft process. And they laid out the end of the season, beginning of the season area where we're talking about keeping our players. We're talking about, you know, who we have on the draft board. I think that was nice. Instead of just going straight into training camp, you know, they gave us the backside of the business side, and you got the players on the whiteboard and said, hey, what wide receiver do we think that we should give DJ? You know, I like that part.
Right.
I thought that was very creative by HBO. So shout out to HBO for that. And shout out to the Giants for allowing them to come into the facility. However,
come on, son. I was about to say, okay, that's the good part, man. But I'm pretty sure there's some things in there that you did not appreciate, man. And we need to go over that as well. We need to keep it 100, man.
Man, just say this, in this world, when you have a marriage, and then just the United States had a new law which said, hey, after a few years, you have to renew your marriage vows, you know, and if you want to stay married, you stay married. You sign the papers again. But we let, you know, a beautiful woman that cooks and cleans, a beautiful woman that, you know, bring home the groceries. She doesn't argue with us if we want to watch football. She sits there with us, brings you a beer. She brings you chicken wings, and we were like, hey, go out and see what you're worth, and then come back to me, and then we'll sign these papers again.
Don't do that, Terrence.
Come on.
You gonna have the women part of Giants Nation on you, man.
Look, man, I understand that the running backs are, their position are declining, and it's you know, one in a million running backs coming out, and then their lifespan is short in the NFL. But to me, Saquon was our identity. I think Michael Parsons said, You know, when they game plan for the Giants, they game plan for Saquon. They don't game plan for Darius Slayton. I love Slayton, but they don't game plan for those guys. They game plan for Saquon Barkley. And it just showed that we didn't value one of the best running backs in the game, like top three running backs in the game. And we just let him go and say, hey, go see what you're worth and then come back. Like, no, man, I think we handled that part wrong. If I was John Mara, I wouldn't have let that leak. I wouldn't. If I was Joe, I wouldn't have let that leak. I would have said, hey, let's re-edit this, you know, but.
But you know what, though, man? I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Yeah.
I think that series, as good as it was, we all know that it was edited because it was way worse than that. I'm going to bet my last dollar, man. It did not go just as smooth as we saw it, of course. But, you know, my thing is at the end of the day, you know, as a GM, I will give Joe Shane this much credit. As a GM, he did promise you last year, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because remember, he franchise tagged him the year before. And he did promise him that I'm not going to franchise tag you again this season. So he was a man of his word. So I have to give him credit on that. Now, I do understand, you know, go out there, see what you're worth and come back to us, man. It's kind of like, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? However, at the same time, I'm kind of glad that Joe Shane took the position that he took because as a fan, we're fickle. Mm-hmm. As Giants fans, we're very fickle. We want what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. But if we ask Giants Nation to put on a GM hat, I guarantee you, most than half of them will be throwing that hat off their head. They don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to make the hard, tough decisions. Because at the end of the day, if it was affecting our cap, which is a hard cap league, what you want them to do? You know what I mean? I mean, what you want them to do? And I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? I know running backs come a dime a dozen, the whole nine. But we're looking at a guy who, and I'm not going to lie, Giants Nation, it pains me to say this on my lips, but I'm going to say it. We were the reason why he left, in my opinion. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Everybody just thinks that this offensive line thing is just, it's whatever. Okay, yeah, we know we have offensive line issues. No, don't act like it's that simple. Yes, we've had offensive line issues for a very long time.
Yeah.
Very Eli. Long time. And I don't care. That's right. So I don't care who you are back there. We are, put it like this, and I know I'm going a little bit off topic, but I'm trying to make a point here. Before Saquon Barkley, who's the face of the franchise? Who you, in your opinion, who do you think?
Before Saquon Barkley, it was Eli transitioning into OBJ.
And that's why we're here, right? Now, Eli was at the latter part of his career on a decline, right? Still Hall of Famer, okay? At the end of the day, who else on that squad did we have other than Odell Beckham Jr.? And the reason why I say that is this. Just like you was talking about with Michael Parsons with Saquon Barkley, well, we have to game plan for Saquon. We're not game planning for somebody else or anybody else. We don't care about them. They did the same thing with OBJ. And what happened to OBJ with us? We ran him into the ground until he got hurt. Because he was the offense. That was the only guy that Eli was the most comfortable with. Not Reuben Randle. Who was that other receiver that we had?
Victor Cruz?
The Duke. No. Victor Cruz was gone by then. He was gone by then. He was the dude that couldn't catch a cold. Yeah, Giants Nation, I'm going there. Preston. James Preston, was that his name?
Preston from Florida State.
From Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he played for Florida State, too. I know you're talking about.
He was the worst. He was terrible. Sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. He was the worst. And who was our running back at the time? Do you remember?
We had 23. It was the kid out of Liberty. What was his name, man? You're quizzing me.
The only running back that we had that I actually liked that I don't think they gave him enough burns was Orleans Darkwa.
Orleans Darkwa,
but yeah. Before that, that's right. But we also have Rashad Jennings.
Jennings from Liberty. I didn't like him either. He was okay. I didn't like him too much.
You see where I'm going? You see where I'm going with this? So my thing is that going back to Saquon Barkley, who else did you put on the offense to take some pressure off him? You used him. He got tired of being the main attraction and the dude that's being hunted. And guess what? When we go down, then it's all on, well, Daniel Jones can't do this or Saquon Barkley can't do that. Son, you ain't got nobody else to compliment.
We had Evan Engram, which was...
And what did he do? He goes to Jacksonville and does what?
Wait, well, he balls. And that's the thing right there. I think we have a curse on us right now. The way we handle Tom Coughlin.
You talk about that infamous press conference.
He just walked off right in front of us. And I'm out. Like, man brought us two.
Ever since then, bro.
We've been cursed. But yeah, but to answer your question, nobody, bro. But I thought we had something with OBJ and Saquon. I think we had something. Honestly, Daniel Jones wasn't on the team with OBJ, right? No. I think we traded him. Right.
No.
If we had Daniel Jones, even if we still drafted Daniel Jones the next year and we had OBJ and we had Saquon on the team, I think OBJ and Saquon together would have made Daniel Jones' career, beginning of his career, a lot stronger. Because he has so many options.
I got you.
Like Daniel Jones is 6'5". That's a big quarterback. He's not terrible. He's just
inconsistent.
He's in a terrible space right now. You know.
I got you. I got to ask you this question, man. Who was the last Giants Hall of Famer?
Who was the last? You mean what? Strahan, right? Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Think about that for a minute. The last Hall of Famer that the New York Giants have had is my man right here.
Strahan.
Michael Strahan. I'm going to ask you a question, and I know it's going to be controversial. Giants Nation, don't come at me. I got to ask this question, man, because a lot of people ask me this. So I'm going to ask you, T. There's a certain Giants running back that has over 10,000 yards. And he's not in the Hall of Fame currently right now. And his name is Tiki Barber. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? Take your time. Take your
Does
time.
Does he belong in the NFL Hall of Fame or are we talking the Giants Hall of Fame?
You pick one. Pick which one you want.
Man.
Well, while you do that, I'm gonna take a sip on this.
All right. So I'm a growing up playing video games, Tiki Barber, Rondé Barber on the NCAA game. I played with them, because it was cool. They had two twins. They were both beasts on both sides of the ball. My man, thanks to Tom Coughlin, Tiki Barber stopped that fumbling issue. And then he became Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber. Is he a Hall of Fame? Oh, man. I don't know, man, because he left right before we won the Super Bowl. The year before, right? He retired right before the Super Bowl.
In 2006. Yeah. He retired.
And I think he could have did wonders for us the next year too. But I'm gonna say no.
You heard it here, Giants Nation. My man Terrence said no.
I'm gonna say no.
You know what? I'm gonna just let you know what I tell people when they ask me that question. And it's funny because a lot of people say what you just said, and they bring up that he retired the year before we won the Super Bowl, right? Now, 10,000 yards is 10,000 yards. Would you agree?
10,000 yards is 10,000 yards.
Right. There's a lot of players in the Hall of Fame. They have 10,000 yards, some less, and they're in the Hall of Fame. There's some players with less yards, with no rings, like Tiki Barber, and they're in the Hall of Fame. So, what are we really talking about here? Are we talking about a guy that a lot of people don't like because he rubs them the wrong way? Because sometimes we look at certain people, right? And if you have an aura mm-hmm. about you, or you have a certain type of cachet, you can get away with certain things and it's swept underneath right. the rug. We forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you are an outgoing guy, or if you're a guy that that gives us bulletin board material yeah. or whatever. We like to pick and choose, because believe me, there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame right now. If this was the character issue Hall of Fame, they wouldn't be in it. But you know why they're in there? With character issues and all. They handle their business on the field. Yes. So I look at it and I say, you ain't got to like them. You can hate him for all the hell I care. But what you can't do is deny what he did on the field. Even with all his fumble issues.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. And I use this point also, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's take the 2000 Super Bowl, which I hate revisiting.
Ravens.
I promise you, I hate revisiting, right? Against the Ravens. Who was the Ravens quarterback at that time, T?
Trent Dilfer? Was it Trent Dilfer? That's right? Trent Dilfer. Look at me. Dilfer.
And he got a ring. Right? Now, we all know, Giants Nation, we know that the reason why the Ravens won that Super Bowl was not because of Trent Dilfer. We know that. It was Ray Lewis, Tony Siragusa, you know what I'm saying? Michael Bolwear, yeah. Rod Woodson. You know what I'm saying? It was them dudes. Okay? Now, some people would say, well, he's a Super Bowl champion. But if you know, and you looking and using these, the eyeballs, you know Trent Dilfer was one of the worst quarterbacks that ever put on a damn uniform. Yeah, I said it.
He was. He is.
So, hey, man, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is. So I got to say to Giants Nation, for those who think Tiki was okay or you don't like him or whatever the case may be, he was one yeah. of us. I know sometimes he'd be tripping. Yeah. I know sometimes he'd be tripping because he tripped on Saquon. He tripped on Eli. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But sometimes he's like that family member that, hey, look here. I want to kick your ass sometimes. Mm-hmm. But
I still love you.
You still my brother, and I still love you.
That's a great perspective, because I wasn't going there. That's a great perspective, and I can tell you.
I'm just saying.
A good time to think that out and thorough, because you did.
I'm just saying. You know, I know it's tough, son. I know it's tough, man. But let me get into this, Terrence. Is the GM of the New York Football Giants. Which current NFL player would you trade for? And what would you be willing to give up for?
Current.
Put your GM hat on, man.
Current. So I have a GM of somebody that plays Madden franchise mode. So it's probably not realistic, but I'm looking at Pittsburgh. I'm like, you guys have two starting quarterbacks.
What is it with everybody said? Yo, you like the 10th person that said that. You don't want to wait till next year, man, to see what's going on in the draft?
Our next quarterback is Archie Manning. That's going to be our next quarterback. We're going to draft Archie Manning.
I'm not mad at it,
but I think we're going to draft Archie Manning. But I would try to go get Justin Fields, man. I would try to get Justin Fields. I don't know what his contract. Well, this is his last year of his rookie contract, right? I think.
I'm not positive.
I think so. I think they traded him. Yeah, I think this is his last year of his rookie contract. I will go and get Justin Fields, man, because what else do we have?
Would you be willing to give up for him? What would you be willing to give up for him?
Third.
Players, draft picks, third. Both. What you willing to do?
Third rounder. Fourth round. I don't know, man. I think we tied up so much money with DJ. And the thing about it is this is the option year for DJ, right? As far as the contract.
Well, the contract. After this season, yes, we can either renegotiate or we can do whatever it is that's in our best interest to whatever. But it depends on how he plays. If he balls out this year, then what do you do? Then we got him.
Right, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
We have a tough schedule too. It gets nasty around week four, three.
Yes, come Browns. On, man. Yeah.
But no, I don't know what we're gonna do with DJ, but I would try to get Justin Fields next year. And I think Archie Manning is gonna come out probably not next year, but the year after that. Mm-hmm. I'll try to get Justin Fields to hold him over until we get a Manning back in New York. It's only right.
To get a Manning back in New York.
It's only right, bro. It's only right. And I don't even need to see nothing else. I've seen the kid play in high school.
I've seen him play in college. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm absolutely.
He's definitely a monster.
I think that's our next quarterback. They said Joe went to Colorado to look at Shador. Shador's not a giant. He's a cowboy. He's a something else. He's not a giant.
Why can't Shador be a giant, son? His father's prime time, man. You talk about a big marketing tool? Come on, man. He come to New York. It's over. Come on, man. You going to make me get on my must be the money.
He's not a giant.
He's turning me on. It's me he's, not money.
He's not a giant, man. He's a cowboy, man. That's written too. It's like destiny is like it's talking.
Right.
I see Shador taking over after Dak. I see Manning taking over after whoever else is going to be in between DJ. And I don't think DJ is going to do that good this year. I love him. The idea of loving him.
You love the idea. Excuse me. I apologize. The idea of loving him. I got you. But let me go ahead and do this with you. We're going to play a little game.
Oh, Lord.
I got my pen. I got my pen out.
I see.
Josh 100, Fairfield Podcast. That's right. Let me write your name down here. Terrence. What we're going to do, because you touched on something, and you just happened to touch on it before I was going to get to it. We're going to play a little game. What is your record prediction for the season? We are going to go through each game, and you're going to give me your win and loss predictions for each game. Okay. And guess what? We're going to revisit this at the end of the season. Okay? All right, man. We're going to go ahead and get started. Giants Nation, this is my man Terrence. His prediction for 2024. I'm going to write them down here. Starting with game number one, the Minnesota Vikings, man. What we doing? We winning.
We're winning.
I love your energy already.
We're winning.
Yes, for week number two, at the Commanders. We winning, we losing. You say that with so much confidence. I'm loving it. Week three, at the Browns. Beating the door pound, yes or no?
No.
I'm loving you. Okay, that's your L. All right. Week four. At MetLife Stadium, Dallas Cowboys.
No.
We win them. Nope. We lose
them. We're losing.
Ooh. I thought I liked your energy before, boy. It's starting to shift.
I'm torn on that game because I believe it or not, I've done this 100 times. I have my calendar at my desk and I'm just like, wait a minute, but no. We gonna lose that game.
Yeah. Okay. Next game, week five. At Seattle. We winning? We losing.
It's gonna be tight, but I think we can get that game. I think Brian Burns is a great addition to our defense and that front line.
He's a wonderful
that front
addition.
Line is gritty and nasty and I love it. So I think we got that. So we're 3-2 right now.
That's right, we're 3-2 right now. Week six. Cincinnati at New York. Joe Cool, Joe Burrow.
Ale. Secondary is going to get tossed.
Your face is priceless. And Giants Nation, he said the secondary is going to get tossed. DBs, if you hear that, prove us wrong. You're hearing this, right? This is what the streets are talking about.
Avocado spreading.
Lord, not with avocado spreading, son. Don't.
Toast.
Not with that. Man, week seven, Eagles at MetLife, L. Man. Saquon coming. And L. You think he's going? Look, he cut me off, Giants Nation. He won't even let me get it out.
L.
You don't think that Saquon, I mean, look, you done got me discombobulated. You don't think that the team is going to do everything in their power for Saquon not to embarrass them?
Yeah, they're going to try, but it's not going to work. You got to think about it. This man is going to come back to where he wanted to be he said he wanted to be for the rest of his career. I can't say what's in his heart. That's what he said. But dude,
right?
What would you? It's just like the wife scenario. Just say the wife got married, and then she married a prince. The prince of Zamunda.
A prince, Zamunda.
There you go. He married the prince of Zamunda, and we got Daryl. We still got the Soul Glow at McDowell's. Down Street, Queens, right?
Hey, Giants Nation, for all you young people out there, if you don't know what he's talking about, Google Coming to America. I'm telling you, McDowell's, I'm telling you, go ahead and Google it. Mad right. Funny. Go right. Ahead.
So she's going to come back to homecoming with the Prince of Zamunda. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's an L.
Okay, man. I'm going to go ahead and move on, man. I'm going to move on. Giants at Pittsburgh. Talk to me, T.
I think we can squeeze that one out. I think we can squeeze that one out.
So I'm going to put a W. Okay. All right. Week nine. Commanders at MetLife. Are we sweeping them?
We're sweeping them.
Got you. Put a W there. Week 10. Giants at Panthers.
Oh, it's a dub.
Got you. And week 11 is a bye, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to move on to week 12. Baker Mayfield at MetLife Stadium.
Tampa Bay. We got that one. It's a win. Oh, okay, we doing better than I thought right now.
You know, you write it down and you think about it, you might have a different perspective.
74.
Yeah. You might. So next week, week 13. Giants at AT&T Stadium.
L.
So we're getting swept by Dallas.
I hate it.
Giants Nation, you heard him.
I heard him.
Week 14, Saints at MetLife. N.O. Who that?
In MetLife. I think we got that one. Depending on what quarterback is
going
playing.
With the W.
Depending on what quarterback.
Got you.
Is playing, yeah. I think we got that one.
Week 16. This is the game that I'm really scared of. Out of all of them. Lord have mercy. Oh, God. Ravens at MetLife Stadium. Lamar Jackson. You ain't got to be like that.
I ran out of ink.
Damn.
Ran out of ink.
To be like that.
Threat.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and put the L down for you, man. And I'm not even with that. You know what concerns me about that game, and this is the. Excuse me, I apologize. I know division games are important and all that. You know what I'm saying? I know Dallas has our number, had our number for the past what 7 to 8 seasons.
20-something games, okay. Right?
Something like that. Yeah. Something ridiculous. Right? Lamar Jackson remembers that last game that he played against us.
We're the only NFC team that beat him.
And that's, I'm more scared of that game than I am the Saquon Barkley game. Just for that reason. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm pretty sure he circled that game on his calendar and said, I got something for these dudes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And with the new pieces that they just got, and then they got Derrick Henry. Giants Nation, hold on, man. Maybe I'll take my glasses off, man, because I'm going to tell you, oh, my Lord, you need to bring the whole house.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And Giants Nation and defense, please do me a favor. Do not make sure that one of you is not a poster child on that game. Just like Derrick Henry did to Josh Norman in that Bills game. Please, Giants Nation, don't do it. If you can't, first of all, I don't understand why he tried to tackle him anyway. Anyway, go after the legs, bro. I respect you being bounced off of the legs, but that stiff arm, you know how embarrassing that is to look at your son in the face after you've been stiffed on by another grown man, and you tell your son, hey, go do the dishes. You're like, whatever, dad. You just got stiffed on by Derrick Henry. Hey,
What dishes?
Come on, man. Yeah, that's gonna be a tough one, man. That's a tough one. Week 16. Giants at ATL.
Falcons. Well, kinda up in the air, but I think we owe the Falcons one. I think they beat us the last time, I think. think they beat us last time. I think we owe them a butt whipping.
So what are we talking about?
I think we got that game. I'm scared of them. I'm kind of scared of them a little bit.
Yeah, Landon. Drake London.
Using Pitts, right? We can use Pitts.
No, they're not. Hey, man, I ain't mad at that, though. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Bijan is definitely special. That dude is he's some. But, you know, Kirk Cousins is still Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but we got that game. I think our defensive front could take care of that. I wish we were stronger on the left end and right end. I wish we were a little bit stronger. I kind of like our guys, but I think we got Nunez and
Nunez and we put him back on the practice squad though. But yeah, but who did we just put back in on? All right, it's not Horn because he's out for the season. Giants Nation, let us know who's the other end. You know what I'm saying? But I got you. I forgot off the top of my head right now. But yeah, but we also are DJ Davis. That's
there we go. Yeah. He showed some promise last year, but
he showed some promise.
Little bit stronger, or if he can get in the weight room or room with Dexter Lawrence for the whole season. And
Dexter Lawrence is just a grown man, yo. That's just a grown man. There ain't nothing else to say about that. But we're going to go ahead and move on, man. Week 17, man. Colts at MetLife. Anthony Richardson.
He's healthy.
What you think? He is healthy.
I think it's a toss-up. I'm a Giants fan. I'm going to say we win that game, but it's a toss-up because
I got you. I got you.
That's good.
Last game of the season, man. You already know what it is, man. Giants had Eagles. I didn't even get a answer. Let me go ahead and save you the introduction, right? This is going to go ahead and hell. I got you. So let me – now, I was just tallying them up. I didn't count them, though, but I'm going to count them on my end. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 wins. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 losses, 10-7. That is your prediction,
10 and 8, right? No, it's 7. It's 7. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because it's the bye. Yes.
We?
10-7, man. I don't know. You sound like. Are you sticking with this, or you might have to retract your statement?
No, I'm gonna stick with it. God willing, there's no crazy injuries throughout the season, and right. I just hope for the best. I'm scared of this record anyway because this can be a toss up in the playoff run, and toss up in a playoff run is either 6-7 seed or out of the playoffs. And if we're out of the playoffs, we're in that mid-range in the draft where the quarterbacks aren't right there.
Absolutely. And the only way to get them is if we move up and then depending on what they want, whoever's in the play.
Right.
I got you. What outcome this season would make you call for a change at the head coaching position?
Head coach position? Oof. Man, I like Dabs, man. It was a different Dabs from not last year, but his first year. His first game, he was energetic. He was like one of the boys in the locker room. Then that second season, his first game, it was more than a drill sergeant. I know Danny Dimes just threw a ugly interception, but I want to see that happy Dabs Daboll again. I want to see that energetic Daboll.
Is he on the hot seat this year?
Of course he is. He has to be. He shouldn't be, but he has to.
I like how you rephrased that.
It shouldn't be.
And let me tell you why. My opinion, I don't know for sure. However, sometimes when I look at certain things or I read certain blogs or watch certain interviews, body language is very important to me. And sometimes when people talk and they do this, or they like, it usually means there's trouble in paradise. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm just shooting in the dark here. I believe that Daboll, because I'm with you, like you said, the first season he was very energetic, came out, you know what I'm saying? Guns blazing, you know what I'm saying? That culture, that New York gritty culture, I'm with it. But something is going on, in my opinion, in that front office, where I think the owners got him handcuffed. I do. I think, and this is why I say what I say. Do you believe that Brian Daboll wanted to keep Daniel Jones?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And that's where, in my opinion, I believe that ownership, they like Daniel Jones because I think he fits their image.
He's like Eli Manning Jr.
Yeah, their image, per se. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I could be dead wrong, Giants Nation. This is just my opinion. So at that time, I think a guy like maybe a Josh Allen, maybe a guy not so much like Joe Burrow because he's cool. He's real cool, laid-back guy. Yeah, I would say like a Josh Allen or a Baker Mayfield. I don't think Giants Nation is ready for a guy like that. I am.
For Baker?
I am.
Baker?
No, I'm saying, no, I'm talking about the personality. The personality. Yeah, I'm talking about the personality, not exactly the player. But like the personality, like the fiery, the dude, hell, even like Matthew Stafford, you know what I'm saying? That fiery, competitive guy. Giants Nation ain't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can't speak for Giants Nation, so let me retract that. I don't think the organization is ready for a guy like that. So when they see somebody like Daniel Jones, I think that's how they want to be perceived. And I don't think Brian Daboll really wanted to keep him. I don't think it's nothing against him, but I think he would. If you ask Brian Daboll right now if he can go get Josh Allen, oh, he's in a big blue uniform.
Yeah, he got everybody else from the Bills.
Right now.
He got everybody else from the Bills.
Right.
Everybody else from the Bills.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So
Buffalo Giants.
Right.
Straight up.
Buffalo Giants. Right. So when people say that certain coaches are in the hot seat, I believe that sometimes it's not the coach's fault. It's they're handcuffed on people that's above them that make the decisions. Well, you know what? We want this guy. We don't want this guy. I don't care. Make it work. Well, you're asking me to cook the meals, but I need the ingredients to cook. Let me get my own ingredients. Let me get my own utensils. You know what I'm saying? Let me use my own. Let me go shop. Some owners don't let coaches shop. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But Big T, get it off your chest, man. Before we get up out of here, get it off your chest. Share with us your number one issue, gripe, pet peeve that you have regarding our New York Football Giants.
I'm scared. It goes back. It goes back. First thing we did was Tom Coughlin, and that spiraled into Gettleman and him hiring whoever those jokers were. Then I don't like the way we did OBJ. OBJ got a ring. He has a ring. I don't like the way we did Saquon. Now I'm nervous that Malik Nabers is going to have almost a better start in his career than OBJ. And I'm afraid that we're going to do the same thing to him by letting our strongest players go out the door somehow. That's my gripe. That's what I'm scared of. And that's why I'm at with the Giants. I'm nervous that we can't keep a star offensive player from beginning to the end. From beginning to the end. I want when you're a giant, you're a giant, man.
Giant for life.
And it's gonna be hard even for Saquon to say that. It's gonna be hard for him to say that now. You know, he's.
Don't they just cringe your soul?
He's on the
son?
Eagles.
Don't they just? When you say that out loud, man, I just. I'm like the Lion King, like Mufasa.
He's not in Houston. He's down the street. He's down the street. He can come up and get a chopped cheese and go back home. He can come up and get him a chopped cheese and go back to Philly.
Come on, son, and go back to Philly.
That's it, man. Those are my greats, man. I love what he did with Bones. I like Singletary. I think Singletary is he's not Saquon, but he's a great back. He's no slouch. I like Tracy. I hope we can.
I love Tracy.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually.
I like Tracy. I love Tracy. Yeah. What's the kid that we picked up early?
Theo Johnson.
That boy.
You forgot it.
He's going to eat. He's going to eat. That's a big boy, man. He's going to eat and with speed. And he's still got Bellinger. I love Bellinger too. But Theo Johnson is going to be something. But yeah, man. Yeah, that's it, bro. But I just want to see favorite players start and finish with this jersey on. Like Lawrence got it tattooed on his arm. I don't see him going.
Absolutely, he does.
You know, I want more of that. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Giants Nation, this is my man, Terrence. First of all, we want to give you a round of applause, Terrence. You know what I'm saying? My man, for actually doing a wonderful show. Wonderful show. Shout out to Giants Nation for all your love and support, man. If you like to be a guest on our Fan Fuel podcast, go to the Giants.100.com and fill out the application to join the conversation. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gary Ward Jr., bringing you the best of all football, all stars, all day. One. You know.